In this part of our Pocahontas County School Test Results series of stories, we take a look at the 11th grade reading scores achieved last spring at PCHS. While not number one in the state in reading, the reading scores did show an almost 8% increase over the prior year. We talked with three PCHS English arts teachers to learn more about what they're doing to improve these reading scores. Samara Mann is first up.
I teach freshman, sophomore, and the college English class at Cabell Midland High School. Our scores this year were phenomenal, and so we're on the right track with encouraging the writing. Critical thinking is something that writing really brings out if you know the words to use. And you have to build your vocabulary so you have the right words to use. And learning to read what's on the page and not what students think they might have written. We do a very important component, the research element. Learning how to do citations and evaluating your sources, using sources that are credible, not just where you can easily find an answer. The movement right now with English education is looking at nonfiction and informational text, and so that's very important. Students learn how to pull out statements and main ideas to really pull out the main message.
ELA teacher Stephanie Poppy adds her thoughts on this.
I teach language arts at the high school for 9th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade. This year, we're rolling out some new ideas in the language arts department that will go throughout the school. One thing we're starting is a success in writing program. All departments will begin writing in complete sentences and making sure the students are writing a lot more in their classes and their assignments. We've gone back to a lot of teaching the basics. In the past 2 or 3 years, we've increased the type of writing they're doing and the amount of writing.
Also, this year, we're going to reward our students for our scores last year. Our 11th graders, when they took the Smarter Balance test, improved tremendously. And so we're going to reward our kids for doing a great job. 90% of them put their hardest in. Of course, we're going to get the rest of them to come along this year. I think our scores will be even higher, and we're just moving in the right direction.
Our next PCHS ELA teacher is Joyce Booth.
I teach 12th grade senior English, 10th grade honors, regular 10th grade, and then an integrated fine arts class. Getting back to the basics is so important because we're finding that college students are graduating and they still need remedial help in writing and reading. All of our disciplines are working together as a group. We're making sure that students are using full complete sentences. That will help our scores, but we did have such a tremendous success from the last few years in our English. If you can't read, you can't write, you can't do anything, and we're finding out getting to the basics is the way to solve that problem.
We also hear from Mary Grace Rich, a senior at PCHS.
I started out my freshman year in English Arts 9, taught by Miss Poppy. I just really learned a lot about literature, and we focused on the symbolism in the literature. It really prepared me for the next class, which was English Arts 10, my sophomore year, which was taught by Miss Booth. And again, in that class, we learned a ton. I learned a lot of new words. She really ensured that we learned a lot. My junior year, we were in AP 11. At the end of the year, we had to take an AP test, which got us college credit. This year, I'm in college English with Miss Mann, and we're looking at literature all the way back from 1,000 years ago. And next semester, we'll be moving up to current literature. And there's a lot of really great teachers here.
We end our look at the PCHS English program by hearing from another student, Joe Whalen, also a senior.
I started out with pre-AP English 9 freshman year and just went up through the ranks to college English. It's pretty good. You learn about old literature, old English and middle English, Gothic poems and stuff like that. You learn a lot about new vocabulary and putting words together, weird sentence structure and things along those lines.
Keep listening to Allegheny Mountain Radio, where this series will continue with interviews of the other school principals. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.